The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On another occasion, Jesus began to teach by the sea. A very large crowd gathered around him so that he got into a boat on the sea and sat down. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on land, and he taught them at length in parables. And in the course of his instruction, he said to them, "Hear this. A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it produced no grain. And some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit. It came up and grew and yielded 30, 60, and 100-fold. He added, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." And when he was alone, those present along with the 12 questioned him about the parables. He answered them, "The mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to those outside, everything comes in parables so that they may look and see but not perceive, and hear and listen but not understand, in order that they might not be converted and be forgiven." Jesus said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand any of the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear, Satan comes at once and takes away the word sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground, who, when they hear the word, receive it at once with joy. But they have no roots. They last only for a time. Then when tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, they fall away quickly. Those sown among thorns are another sort. They are the people who hear the word, but worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, and the craving for other things intrude and choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But those sown on rich soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it, and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Here's the parable of the sower and the seed once again. And we've been through this actually in a number of different ways, number of different angles. But, you know, I don't think I've ever given you just the simplest, most straightforward explanation, which is the one that our Lord himself gives. Okay, so let's take a quick look at this. The sower and the seed. First of all, our Lord himself tells us the seed is God's word. And the seed is the message of God, the grace of God. And if you want to pray about this parable, there's two ways that you can do it. You can see yourself as the soil, or you can see yourself as the one who casts the seed, trying to help other people. Quick look at each one of those. If you see yourself as the soil, you want to understand that you are all four kinds of the soil that's described here. There's no one of us who's any one or any the other. At different times in our lives, you know, if your soul were a pendulum or a metronome, it would swing back and forth, between love of God and love of yourself, between a desire for charity and a desire for sin, back and forth. We're all four of these kinds. Okay? So the first kind that we want to think about and pray about is the seed that is sown, oh gosh, where is it? I lost my place here. Gosh, which one was the first one? I'm sorry, I lost my place. Oh, he throws on the path. That's it. And it's thrown on the path, and the birds come and they snatch it up. Okay. That's what happens when you hear the word of God But you don't pray about it and connect it to your life. And that's every day. Now, we hear the Word of God, and there's so much of it. But if you don't make a concrete connection to how you're going to live your life, it's as though it gets snatched up, right? But Satan comes and snatches it up. And you don't have to do this about everything, but just any one thing or any two things that you hear. I'll give you an example of one that I pray about almost every single day. It's when I'm saying Mass, and we come to that line where it says, "We do well always and everywhere to give you thanks." You know, when hard times come along, that is very important to remember. And I pray about that, and it helps me when hard times come along, when things are very, very difficult. But then no matter what happens, I can thank God and His providence is still operative. You find one that works for you. But connect what you hear prayerfully to how you're going to act on it. That's something that we want to do every time. The second, it's the seed that sows on rocky ground, and it brings up just for a time, but tribulation comes along, and it withers for lack of roots. You know what that one means? We hear something that gives us enthusiasm, something that maybe you go on a weekend retreat, or you read an inspiring passage of Scripture, and you spring up with enthusiasm. But then as soon as any difficulty comes along, you quit because you lack roots. You know what the roots are? Your roots are your expectation that this is going to be difficult. I think I mentioned this once before. I was in Death Valley. And down at the bottom of Death Valley, in the hot of the summer, the air temperature can be 130 degrees. And the ground temperature in the sun can be 200 degrees. But down there at the bottom of Death Valley, there are these beautiful little green bushes. And they're flourishing no matter how bad things get. Why do they flourish? Because they got a taproot that's the length of a football field. Here's your taproot. Expect it to be difficult to try to live the Word of God in the world today. Okay? Expect it to be difficult. And we'll be able to persevere. The third one, and this is another one I think is interesting. It falls among thorns and it's choked because of the worldly anxiety and the lure of riches. Prevent it from growing and allowing the seed to bear fruit. Notice what Jesus does not say. He doesn't say mortal sin kills it. Fornication and adultery and abortion. He doesn't mean to say that. That goes without saying. But just anxiety of the world itself is enough to prevent the Word of God from taking root in you. I think I mentioned when I was in the monastery, they didn't let us read the news. They didn't allow it. They said news was vexatious to the spirit. And this is like 15 years ago. I mean, things were way better then. And you got it, not to completely tune out, but when you find yourself deeply disturbed, maybe it's something that's happening in the news or something that's happening in economics, or heck, for me, half the time, it's just the worrying about the weather. You've got to go back to the Word of God. Don't allow anxiety to kill God's growth in you, because it will, just the same as sin will. And so too will your fascination with money and all the things that it can buy kill the good fruit that God wants to bear in your soul. Then, of course, lastly, a word of encouragement. For anybody who perseveres, you will make a difference. You ever wondered whether you make a difference in the world and all of your prayer and all of your effort? Jesus said, "Abide in me and you will bear much fruit." Not just some fruit, but much fruit. 30 and 60 and 100 fold. Just a little word of encouragement right there. Now, on another time, I'm going to give you a homily about what it's like to be the sower, because we don't have enough time here this morning. But just a preview of few coming attractions. When you try to share the good news with other people, remember that Jesus gives four scenarios of what might happen, and three of them are bad. Okay, so temper your expectations. Understand, like Mother Teresa once said, we want to be faithful, not successful. Our success in being about God's work is being faithful to the task that He asks of us. But the Word of God can do a tremendous amount of good, and we place great, great confidence in it. The only thing that God asks of us is that we hear and believe and act. Amen.